It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Hey, and welcome to Benedictine College Lady Raven basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio. As from Bowling Green, Kentucky, Benedictine is playing Campbellsville University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, and this afternoon, the Benedictine Lady Ravens will move to round two of the national tournament, and looking for a win today to go next week to Sioux City, Iowa for the final national championship site. But between them and that going to Iowa, a tremendous team from Campbellsville. And with that, we're going to bring you the keys to the game. They're going to be brought to you by L&L Construction for all your spring projects, from remodels to new construction. Give them a call. L&L Construction, you know those guys. They're the guys in the red trucks. Here's the deal. Campbellsville's good. I mean, they are 30-4 on the season. 30 wins good. Now, Benedictine coming into the game at 22-10. No slouch. Both of those teams with a big win. Yesterday for Benedictine, it was a hard-fought, come-from-behind win that we hope you were able to enjoy here on CARE Radio. Yesterday for Campbellsville, a little bit of a less difficult route, as it was a Campbellsville being the number one seed coming in here today, playing the number 16 seed. So their route was not quite as difficult. But Campbellsville, well, they're a regular. Okay, it's as simple as that. Campbellsville, under 15th season head coach Ginger Colvin, 15 years head coach at Campbellsville, 29 years overall, with a record of 384-88. Okay, the Lady Tigers, she's only been there for 14 seasons, but she has been outstanding, has taken this team to a pair of Fab Four appearances. Last time was in 16-17. And then she went on to win over the number one overall seed, Freed Hardeman, losing to the national champion. And this team is good and very different than the team we saw yesterday. Yesterday we saw a team that went up and down the floor. They flew. They ran. They were fast. This team, they'll get up and down, but they are going into the middle. And they are going to try to score in the paint. They are going to score with their bigs, and they will want the ball in the lane. So for Benedictine, very, very different teams. That said, Lady Raymond's played outstanding yesterday, getting what they needed from who they needed, and we'll see if they can do the same thing here today in front of a really nice crowd in Bowling Green, Kentucky at the Stuttle Financial Arena. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back bringing you the starters. Tip-off, Lady Raven National Championship Tournament basketball right after this.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Hey, welcome back, and public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd. Allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Campbellsville, we mentioned 30-4 on the season. under head coach Ginger Colvin, and they are going to be starting 5'7" junior Bailey Pedigo. She's out of Glasgow, Kentucky. Lauren Lee is going to be the other guard. She's also 5'7", a junior as well, out of Liberty, Kentucky. If you don't think Campbellsville recruits from around home, just pay attention to these starters. Lexi Lake, 5'6". She's a grad student out of Harrodsburg, Kentucky. We're also going to have a senior in Ashley McGeorge, 6-foot-tall from Tompkinsville, Kentucky. And rounding it out is going to be redshirt junior Courtney Pritchett, 5'8", out of Byrdstown, Tennessee. So all of the players on this roster, with the lone exception of Courtney Pritchett, are from the state of Kentucky, Pritchett out of Tennessee. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Jan Folsom, the five we've grown to know, it's going to be Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brzozowski. The starters will be brought to you by Hundley Liquor. You need to start off your weekend or holiday party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That is Hundley Liquor. And with that, the ball goes up, the tip away. Lady Ravens are going to control it down. Benedictine has the ball, and out on top of it is going to be Natalie. She'll swing it over to the left side where Aaliyah Raines gets it down to just inside the ring to Brzozowski. Now Raines trapped in the middle, gets it out on top. The three from the point, in and out, no good. Rebound Samarin. She's on the floor once, kicks it back out topside. Ravens are going to work it out on top again. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. She'll go top of the key. Ravens stretching the floor a little bit, looking for some daylight. Here's Skyler with it on the left side. Back out on top, it'll come to Raines. Drives into the free throw line, dumps it over to the baseline. Back out on top, it'll come to Nicholson. Shot clock at 2, shot clock at 1. They're going to have to send this one up. It's off the rim. No. Getting her own rebound, Raines follows it home in the Ravens lead. Benedictine, with that early lead and coming out of the tip-off. Tip-off brought to you by Atchison Dental. Our good friends at Atchison Dental Associates, they are current with all the latest technology. They'll make your visit comfortable. They'll make it convenient for you. You need to give them a call. Atchison Dental Associates at 367-0212. As the Ravens lead 2-0, the ball comes down the court, and we're going to get a quick whistle and a foul. Natalie Samarin is going to pick up her first foul of the ball game. Ravens leading here in the early going, 2-0, and a couple of free throws coming up. Ashley McGeorge is going to come to the line. She's a good free throw shooter. Not great, good, 72%, but she is a great scorer. In fact, she leads this team in scoring. She hits both of those free throws, has her first 2 points of the game, and it is 2-2. Benedictine and Campbellsville. McGeorge averaging about 12 a game. Here comes Benedictine up the floor, over to the left side. Beautiful backdoor pass. Samarin up and in for two. Natalie, who waited until late in the second half to score at all yesterday, gets her first points of the game right here at 8.5 to play in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens back out on top, 4-2 in the early going. Round to the left side is going to be Bailey Pedigo. Campbellsville in their home, kind of a dove gray. Here's a 15-footer up and good. 15-footer is in, and it is now a 4-4 ball game. Dove gray with navy lettering and trim. Benedictine coming up in the traveling black uniforms, and now BC is going to turn it over. The defense collapsing as they get into the forecourt, and Raines is going to be forced into a travel. We are at 8:05 to go in the opening quarter. Campbellsville kicks it over to the right side. They'll look into the middle, running a little motion. Got a cutter going from right to left, or left to right, rather. They're going in a counterclockwise rotation right now. They'll swing it over to the edge. Look into the middle. The feet across, bouncing in underneath. They'll cross back over, cut back into the lane. There's no room there. Driving in from the outside. This shot is going to be up and off the window and good. The bucket by Lauren Lee. And Lauren, who averages about 10 points a game, 9.3, gives Campbellsville its first lead at 6-4. 7.5 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine down court with it. The shot goes up, no good. Rebound by BC. Players all over the floor. And we've got a whistle. We're going to have a foul called against Campbellsville. And the foul is going to be on Bailey Pedigo. So Pettigo's going to pick up her first personal foul of the ball game, and BC will bring it into the baseline. It'll come in on the left side of Brzozowski, trying to get in, twist, turns. She's got the most outstanding move when she changes direction down to the baseline, and Allie ties the game at 6. 7:11 to go in the first. Back up with it is going to come Campbellsville. They'll bring it between the circles, swing it over to the left side. Holding it over there is going to be Courtney Pritchett. Skip pass back over to the right side. Pritchett with it again. Looks into the middle. Drives across at the free throw line. Picked up there by Samarin. Looks in. Now she'll finally get the dump pass she wanted, but it's going to be cut off there by Reigns. Down the feet into the lane, and the shot is going to go up and in. Ashley McGeorge with the bucket. Her 4th points of the game. Back up by 2 goes Campbellsville. Inside, 6.5 to play in the first quarter. Benedictine being patient with the basketball. It's going to come off on top. Driving to the left side, and the ball is going to be knocked out of Benedictine's hands. It's going to go out of bounds, and we'll come back in to get to the Lady Ravens. Who's going to do the inbound work? We're going to get a substitution. Samara's going to come out of the game, and first substitution of the day is going to belong to Benedictine. Is out of Oklahoma, it'll be Kyra Misiraca, the 6'3" freshman. BC will bring it in out on top. Going to be Brzozowski with it. Over to the left side, Aaliyah Reigns. Little right-hand dribble, brings it out between the circles. Gets it over to Kennedy Nicholson, has it knocked out of her hand. It's going to go out of bounds, and BC will be putting it in play on the near side with 6 on the shot clock. And you'll notice we have not seen Skyler Washington even touch the ball yet. Skyler will put it in play here. And again, 6 on the shot clock. The lob into the right side, driving in the shot by Kyron. Nope. And a freshman unable to connect, rebounding it up the floor with the basketball. Here it comes. Campbellsville. Lady Tigers with the basketball, and they'll bring it up on top to Lauren Lee. Lee gets it out to Pettigo. Skip pass over to the left side. Pritchett will take it at the high post. Drives in. The defense falls off. She goes from 16 and knocks it down. The bucket is up and good. And Benedictine finds itself trailing now 10-6 with 5:47 to go, first quarter. Diving on the left side, Ravens are going to go into the baseline left. 3-point shot up won't happen. Rebound's going to be cleared down. Here comes Campbellsville. Lady Tigers on the right, taking it down the right side of the lane. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Feet over to the left side, trying to drive. Into the middle is going to be Pettigo. No room there. Comes back off on top. With the basketball, it's going to be McGeorge. She'll dish it over to the right side. Nothing there. Comes back out on top. Pettigo looks into the middle. Nice move to the ball. They'll go into the lane. Shot blocked! What a job by Kyra. She got up with both hands and just rejects that thing back to the floor. We're at 5:19 to play here in the opening quarter. Benedictine trailing in the ballgame here early on at 10-6. The feed comes in on the floor once, straight up, shot blocked again out of bounds by Benedictine and Kyra. 5:17 to go in the opening quarter. Putting it in play in front of their offensive baseline. Campbellsville looks to bring it in. This is taking plenty of time getting everybody lined up. And here we go. Skip pass will come in over to the right side. Substitution into the game will pick up in just a moment. Now it's going to be knocked away out on top by Reigns. Picked back up. Here's a desperation shot. It's going to be off the mark, and we're going to have a shot clock violation. Coming into the game for Campbellsville is going to be Sarah Sutton, a 5'10" junior from Scottsville, Kentucky. And by the way, these students at Campbellsville, with the exception of one, are all high school students who've come into this program. Here's Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson will take it into the forecourt. Reigns will have it over to the right side, working in front of the Campbellsville bench, down the feed to Kyra, off the right block, spins in traffic, dumps it over to Brzozowski, who cut to the left side to lay it in. Misty Rock are playing well, a couple of blocks, and now an assist, and Hannah Brzozowski has 4. Lady Ravens trailing it by a pair at 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. It's 10-8. Campbellsville, they have a pretty good crowd here today, but again, Lady Ravens crowd, they just travel. Tremendous support on the road for this team. Skip pass over to the right block. Trying to drive underneath. Now backing out. Shots up. Batted away by Kyra. Picked up Skyler. Here comes Washington down the floor. We have not seen Skyler take a shot in the game yet today. Comes out on top for Brzozowski. Over to the right side to Reigns. Back in the middle of Kyra. 2 defenders. Now 3 defenders on her. It's knocked away. She falls to the floor. 4 players are down there for the ball. And we get a jump ball call. Benedictine will go to the bench, and Twyla Karaskio will come in for Skyler, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. What do you think, Joseph? We're taking a break at 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's Campbellsville 10, Benedictine 8.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Benedictine Lady Raven Basketball. And the comparison early in the game is about what you would expect. Campbellsville shooting well from the floor, 4-7, 57% from the floor. What they have not done is what we did not expect them to do, shoot from the outside. Not a three-point shot taken yet by Campbellsville for Benedictine. 4-9 from the floor. That's a good percent, 44%. But you're also going to see them 0-2 from the outside. Two turnovers by Benedictine in the early going of the ball game. Rebounds are even at 3. As we get back to play, we're going to have another check-in for Campbellsville. Caitlin Wilkes will check into the game now. And Caitlin is a 6'2" junior out of Stanford, Kentucky. She went to Lincoln County High School, if you're familiar with the area. And Campbellsville's going to come up the court with it. They'll dump it over to the left side, drive quickly down to the baseline, get cut off there. Benedictine has brought Heather Ronnebaum into the game. The shot from the outside's up, no good. And the offensive rebound, pull back down. Campbellsville's going to bring it out on top again. That's going to be Bailey Pettigrew. She'll skip it over to the left side, squaring up the three. Airborne, no good. Rebound on the floor. Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Nicholson. Kennedy, still in the ballgame for Benedictine, takes it all the way down the right side, accelerates into the lane, brings it back over to the edge. Skyler back in the game now, looking in, feeds it underneath to Twyla. Nearly has the ball ripped out of her hands, down the feet over to the left side. It's going to be too high. It's going to be lost out of bounds. BC will turn it over again. For the Lady Ravens, that will be the third turnover this afternoon. It is a 10-8 lead for Campbellsville over the Lady Ravens for the last 3.5 minutes of the first quarter. Campbellsville will go into the forecourt on the lob pass. That's going to be Shyla Calvert in there now, a little 5'5 grad student out of Bardstown, Kentucky. And we got a turnover, and Benedictine going to get it back. Hear that Raven crowd in the background. 3:10 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens will walk it up into the forecourt. Kennedy. Nicholson over to the right side, into the hands of Skyler. Nothing there. Twyla on top, back Kennedy left wing. She's fully 2 steps above the circle. Here's Ronnebaum. Her pass in the middle is knocked away, but it's going to be saved underneath by Samarin. Cross court, it will go over to the left side. The baseline three launched way short. Rebound tipped out. Campbellsville's going to come up with a basketball. They'll outlet it up the court. Batted away by Karis Keough. Picked up on the floor underneath. Shot and miss. And a rebound fought for. And do we get a jump ball? Yes. Great job by Samarin to get down there. It was ultimately ripped away by Campbellsville. They put the shot up, and by then, the official had said it was a jump ball. Coming into the game, it's going to be Anna San Juan for Benedict, and she's going to take the point spot. Get a little rest for Kennedy Nicholson. We're going to be watching a couple, three things during the course of the game here today, too. I'll keep you posted on them, because I've got a page of notes with them that I can't find anymore. But ball coming up court's going to be slap free and knocked away, and back up with it is going to come Campbellsville. Here's the thing. We got two landmarks approaching that could be reached today. First one, Natalie Samarin had 11 rebounds in yesterday's win over Concordia, Nebraska. Averages 7.8 rebounds a game, okay? The quick math, 248 this year. Her next rebound puts her into a tie for 5th on the single season record, and she is only 6 rebounds away from Lexi Villegas in the school rebounding record. So she could get that today. Here's a shot from underneath, and it's up and good. Campbellsville, they'll go up 12-8. The bucket by Caitlin Wilkes. Wilkes getting her first point of the ballgame, and we go inside 2 minutes of play in the opening quarter. Benedictine for three. Skyler, no. Rebound underneath. Samarin. She's taken to the floor, and another jump ball called. The other milestone, Allie Brzozowski. She needs 16 points to become a 1,000-point scorer in her career at Benedictine. And she would be the third player to reach that 1,000-point mark if she can do that. The ball is going to be knocked away. Raven's putting it in play, and Skyler's going to bring it up the court. Dumps it over to the left side. Out on top of it, that's got to be San Juan. She gets in traffic, kicks it out, top side. Now here it goes to Ronnebaum. Heather will have it on the right side. A minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Ronnebaum skips it to the free throw line. Samarin drives in, rotates, kisses it off the window, and scores. No, they're going to call a shot clock violation, and the Ravens don't get it away. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter still. A 12-8 lead for Campbellsville. Lady Ravens are going to apply a little full-court pressure on the inbound now. Up it comes, still in the backcourt. Back off on top. They'll dump it over to the right side with a second to spare on the countdown. Skip pass will come to the top of the key. They work it out. Tile. It's going to be Pritchett with a basketball. Kicks back over to the right side to Lee. Lauren will go down right side. Underhand shot up. No good. Rebound on the floor. We get a whistle and... We're going to have a jump. We're going to have a foul. We're going to have a foul called against Benedictine. Foul is going to be on Kyra. So Kyra Misuraca will pick up her first foul of the game. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul three. We had Kyra and Natalie both in the game for just a little bit there. Now they're going to switch out and bring Brzozowski back in. Looking to bring it in. It'll come in for Campbellsville deep in the right corner. And now we have another foul. So another foul by Benedictine, almost back-to-back. And it'll come in again out on top. Over to the right side, Campbellsville looks into the middle. Now they'll rotate over to the left, trying to drive in, getting inside the defender, inside the circle, a long two-point shot, up no good. Rebound on the floor, and Benedictine's going to come up with it. Here comes Rain. Lee into the forecourt, down the right side, 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Reigns will go all the way to the baseline, get doubled up there, comes off on top. Here's a three from the top, too strong. Rebounding it down, Campbellsville. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tigers over to the right side. Here's a three. Good. Three-point shot from deep in the right side by Courtney Pritchett. Her fifth point of the quarter. Shot clock's off. Lady Ravens are going to get the final possession, but now they're in a little trouble trailing at 15-8. Up court with it. The feed to the right side of the lane. Brzozowski, or rather Miss Garaka, tries to drive all in and turns it over. And Benedictine is going to bring Riley Wade into the game. Riley Wade is going to come in for Heather Ronnebaum. 16 seconds to play in the opening quarter. BC is going to press on the inbound. 15 seconds. Still to the backcourt. Across the timeline at 11. Lots of time to get a shot away for Campbellsville. They'll back it away with 7. Cutting to the right side. Driving in. Shot going to be deflected. And an offensive count. Foul called with 4 seconds left in the opening quarter. What a play. Offensive foul by Lauren Lee. Lee will pick up her first foul. Benedictine's got 4 seconds to make something happen. They'll bring it in, come up the court with it, will not get a shot away, and first quarter is in the book. Lady Raven basketball here on K-Radio from Kentucky after one of the national tournament. Campbellsville 15, Lady Ravens 8.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Good to have you back with us here this afternoon on CARE Radio. Getting set to go to the second quarter. Lady Ravens in Bowling Green, Kentucky, in Campbellsville. The number one seed leads Benedictine to the tune of 15-8. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here and recapping that opening quarter scoring for Campbellsville, leading the way for her team at all scores right now is Courtney Pritchett, and she is hitting everything. In fact, has hit everything. 3 of 3 from the floor, including 1 of 1 at the outside. 7 points for Pritchett. McGeorge has 4. Lauren Lee and Caitlin Wilkes, each with 2. For Benedictine, their scoring recap won't take very long. 4 for Allie Brzozowski, Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Smarin, each with 2. An 8-point opening quarter for Benedictine. Do the quick math. 32-point game. That's not going to be half enough to win this one here today. BC, as yesterday, going to have to find that offense. The ball is going to come in play. Campbellsville will bring it in, and we're underway here in the second quarter. Feet over to the left block. A little hook shot is going to be up off the window, and no good. Rebound is on the floor. Going to be taken away by Campbellsville. And then they're going to turn it over. So Campbellsville and Courtney Pritchett will turn it over, and Benedictine will bring it up the floor. 9.5 minutes to play in the first half. The feed will go over to the left side. Comes out on top to Aaliyah. Raines. Top side, it'll go to Nicholson. Kennedy looking to drive in. Swings on the left side. Comes off the screen. Dumps it out on top. Brzozowski. Back over to the right side. Got Riley Wade still in the ballgame for Benedictine. Feeds it off down low. The feed underneath, across to the left side, mishandled, comes back out on top, driving in, 15-footer, up a good Raines. Aaliyah Raines picking up her 4th point of the game, and Benedictine is back within 5 at 15-10, for a minute into the second quarter. Campbellsville will walk it up the court. Back over to the right side, Campbellsville shot well from the outside so far today, in really limited shots. Again, we don't expect them to take a lot of those outside shots. Here goes another one. Looks good, is good. From deep from the left side, Courtney Pritchett will throw down her 2nd 3 of the game. She's got the only 3-point shots for the Tigers. It is now 18-10. Benedictine with its largest deficit here at 8.5 to go in the first half. Up court pass is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Benedictine. Out of the court right now for the Lady Ravens, it's going to be Kennedy Nicholson, Riley Wade, Aaliyah Raines, Ali Brzozowski, Kyra Misuraca. Came an interesting 5. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. 18-10. Now the officials are going to talk about it, and they change their mind. It's back to Benedictine. See, they were a little confused about that ball and the inbound over there, and they're going to get it squared up. Benedictine will be putting it in play from midcourt, and that's where Allie Brzozowski will do the inbound work. Nicholson, Wade, Raines, Brzozowski, Misuraca. It'll come in into the backcourt, and Kennedy will bring it up the floor. There's a freshman who's really improved, and she was forced a little bit into getting extra time this year due to the injury, and here's a shot. Kyra for 2! The 6'3" freshman out of Mustang, Oklahoma, makes it 18-13. Benedictine, are they going to call it a 2? Make it a 2. 18-12 with 8:10 to go in the first half. Back over to the left side again. Skip pass back door. Reverse layup is off the window and in. Get that bucket up and in there for Faith Lake. The Lake sisters, Faith and Lexi, they both play quite a bit for this team. Each one averages about 7 points out of Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Benedictine with the basketball, and now they trail again by 8 at 20-12. Down to the baseline right. Here's Brzozowski up. Nope. And a rebound underneath. Blown back down by Campbellsville. Coming up the court with the basketball, Shyla Calvert comes down with the board, brings it up, and break it down the right side of the lane. The feed over to the left, and another layup is going to be up and good by Ashley McGeorge. This is what we expect from Campbellsville. The feed into the middle, the easy layup, and the Lady Ravens down 10. Take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it with 7:17 to go. We're in the opening half in Kentucky. Benedictine trails Campbellsville 22-12.
passionate about our patients, dedicated to our profession, is the theme for the 45th Annual Dental Assistance Recognition Week. It's a time for dental assistants to receive greater recognition for their own unique and diverse contributions to the dental profession and the dental healthcare of the public. Atchison Dental Associates is excited to recognize this special week. Atchison Dental Associates, we put our heart in your smile. Call today at 913-367-0212.
Still in the timeout is Benedictine. His lead is scoring out by Aaliyah Raines and Allie Brzezowski, each with 4 points, two apiece for Samarin and Missy Rocket. So for Benedictine, points not coming very easily. They have hit nothing from the outside. Skyler's 0 for 2 and Kennedy 0 for 3 from the outside for Campbellsville. Courtney Pritchett continues to have a spectacular game, 4 of 4 from the floor, including 2 of 2, 3-point shooting, and she's already in double figures with 10. Ashley McGeorge with a half a dozen and two apiece for Lee Faithlake and Caitlin Wilkes. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. And Lady Ravens are going to come out on the floor with Nicholson, bringing Jennifer Jacobs out of Wichita, Kansas, and Capon High School. You've got Aaliyah Raines out there, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brzezowski. Those are the Benedictine Five as we go back to play. We are just over 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. BC with the basketball over to the right side. It's going to be Aaliyah Raines. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Feeds in the middle. Backing in. Brzezowski goes up, takes the shot. I thought she might have traveled, but they're going to call a foul in the middle. As Allie was backing in, she is fouled by Caitlin Wilkes. Wilkes will pick up her first foul of the ball game, and Allie Brzezowski coming to the line. Not a fantastic free throw shooter on her career. 68% this year. This first one is perfect, and Brzezowski will have her 5th point today. One more shot coming up for Allie. 6:42 to go in the opening half. Allie will take her time. This one got them both. Brzezowski with a half a dozen. And it's 22-14. Lady Ravens down some 8 points. Quickly into the forecourt. Here comes Campbellsville. Lady Tigers 30-4 on the season. I'm trying to remember. Benedictine has had what? Maybe one, possibly two 30-win seasons. I remember one for sure, maybe a second. Here's our driving layup. It's going to be up and good by Bailey Pedigo. Her first points today, and right back to the 10-point lead goes Campbellsville, 24-14. And as we come up the floor, we get a whistle, we get a foul, and it's going to be on Sarah Sutton. So Sarah in the game right now out of Scottsville, Kentucky. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens will swing it over to the left side. Skyler, BC needs her to find the range here. And as she drives into the middle, Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. And that is going to be a turnover by Kennedy. So Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard's Eisenhower High School with that turnover. And I'm going to see BC apply a little more pressure on the inbound. They're going to try to force the ball a little bit more. They did this in the late part of the game yesterday with a lot of success. And they're going to see if they can duplicate that here because they've kind of duplicated the problem from yesterday, trailing already by 10. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's a three, set sail, and another one good. This time, Sarah Sutton. 27-14. And the Lady Ravens in a little trouble early. And they're going to take a timeout, talk about it. No, they're just going to get it away. It's going to turn it over. Thought maybe they were going to turn around and get a timeout, but they will not. Back for the basketball is going to come Campbellsville. 5:44 to go in the first half. Skip pass is going to come out topside. Pettigro kicks it over to Lauren Lee. Over to Lexi Lake on the right side. Back out on top. It'll go. Lee will kick it back to Pettigro. Here's another three. And another three is hit. This shot from the outside. Sarah Sutton hits another one. It is now 30-14, and just like yesterday, the Lady Ravens are down 16. 5:16 to go in the first half. The shot from underneath is up and missing. The rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It's going to come back to Campbellsville. Benedictine needs to do something to stop this Tiger momentum. They are down 16 points, 30-14. Campbellsville is going to make a trio of substitutions. They're going to bring Maddie Boyle into the game. Also, Shyla Calvert's going to come back in, and so will come back in Ashley McGeorge. Tigers into the forecourt with the basketball, leading it by a lot. They'll go for the baseline three, rims out, but they're going to say she bucket stepped over the baseline, and BC will have it back in. Out of the court for the Lady Ravens right now, Allie Brzezowski, Skyla Washington, Aaliyah Rain, Twyla Karaskio back in, and Kennedy Nicholson. They're going to get Jennifer Jacobs coming out. Coach is having a word with her, but I don't think Jennifer touched the ball once in her stint out there so far today. And now you're going to get Campbellsville putting on a little pressure. Benedictine into the forecourt. Quickly down the right side with it is going to come Aaliyah. Rains will accelerate to the baseline. Stopped. Kicks it across. Skyler has it. Goes up. Missed again. Skyler Washington in the early going of the ball game really struggling. Skyler is 0 for 4 shooting the ball so far today. 4.5 to go. First half. It has been all Tigers here in the second quarter. They lead it 30-14. Being patient, working the perimeter. Now they'll drive baseline, put up a runner. It will not go in, but a Benedictine foul. And we're going to see free throws for Shyla Calvert on a foul by Kennedy Nicholson. So Kennedy will have her first foul of the game, still looking for her first point today. And at the line, Shyla Calvert, a 68% free throw shooter, the first one, no good. Shyla will have one more shot coming up. Again, she's a grad student. 5'5", second one's good. It's now 31-14. And a 17-point Benedictine deficit as we're down to just over 4 minutes to play in the opening half. Braves are going to go over to the right side with it. Look it down to the baseline. Getting it underneath there. Brzezowski gets double-teamed, pinned at the baseline. Splits through two defenders and is able to draw the foul. And for Campbellsville, you can see what happens. The Ravens get it down underneath. Again, a lot like we saw yesterday, the defense just collapses down, and they fully surround the basketball, completely committing to stopping the ball movement. Brzezowski's at the free throw line. Her first one is in. One more shot coming up for Allie. That is her seventh point of the game. It's 31-15. She'll take her time, eye this thing up, and rolls in. 31-16. And Allie with 8 points and score for the free throw line today. Back up the floor. Campbellsville, and they will take their time. Benedictine setting up. They in a zone? They are. Lady Ravens in zone defense now. How about that? Kind of a 2-3 that flexes, comes out on top. That's Shyla with it. Over to the right side. Little backdoor pass and the turnaround jump shot. Good. Courtney Pritchett hits that follow-away shot. And for Courtney, that is a dozen points now. It's 33-16. 3.5 to go in the half. BC with it. Over to the right side and back on top. Have the Lady Ravens hit a three yet today? They have not. Here's a shot from the outside. Missing. Rebound, Campbellsville, and they've been dominant on the board. Campbellsville out-rebounding Benedictine now 11-6 so far this afternoon. 3 minutes of play in the half. Trying to drive in, no room. Back and back away with the basketball. It's going to be Maddie Boyle. She'll feed it down to the baseline. It's going to be lost down there, and the turnover forced by Skyla Washington. Benedictine is going to have it back in. We're down to only 2:56 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens trailing again by some 17 points. Inbound it comes. The lob to the free throw line. Missy Rocca. And if she goes over to the right side, they're going to say she turns it over, shuffling the feet with a travel. And Benedictine will turn it over. 2:49 to go in the first half. That is the 11th turnover of the ball game for the Lady Ravens. Campbellsville has turned it over 7 times. And now they're going to back away a little bit, slow the game down. With this very substantial lead, they don't feel any reason to be in a big hurry. And again, Benedictine in the 2-3 zone. We see that so seldom. Here's a wide open shot from the outside, and it's going to be hit. Lady Ravens thinking a little bit like we did coming into the game that Campbellsville's not going to shoot a lot from the outside. Well, they have, and they've been good at it. That's Sarah Sutton hitting her second three. Lady Ravens in trouble. They're down 20, 36, 16. And the shot goes up on the other end by Benedict, and it is up. It is no good. Back up with it will come the Tigers. Here's another three. Good again! 39-16. Ravens taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're down to 2:04. Can't get out of this opening half quickly enough. It is Campbellsville 39, Benedictine 16.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to design and really see your dream house or remodel before the building process begins? Well, the wait is over. L&L Construction is now able to build your ideas into 3D imaging. From the exterior to the interior, even what the furniture will look like, you will get a full and realistic picture of what you and the team at L&L created. Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today, 913-367-3161.
Coming back out of the court, they're going to have, looking down the group out there, Brzezowski, Washington, Reigns, Nicholson, and Misuraca. And here's BC into the forecourt. You're not going to get this back, but what you want to do is you want to try to cut into it a little bit. You want to stop the momentum from Campbellsville. You want to get a little momentum of your own going into the locker room. And here's a shot from the outside. It's up by Skyler. It's no good. And here comes Campbellsville with it again. Skyler continues to struggle, 0-for-5 shooting. A minute and a half to go in the half. Campbell's over the basketball and a big lead. They're in front 39-16. They drive over to the right side. The shot off the block. It's going to be up and good. And the bucket is in by Courtney Pritchett. Pritchett, what a game she's having. I'm telling you, at 14 points already. We still have been at 15 to go in the half. Here's a shot underneath by Benedictine, and the layup is missed by Brzezowski. And a foul on the effort at the rebound is going to be on Miss Uraka. So Kyra will pick up a foul. I've got her for a couple now. And we're going to have coming out of the game, we're going to get Ashley McGeorge. She got knocked down pretty hard, was a little slow to get to her feet. So right now, smart play by Coach Ginger Colvin. And she's going to take out a player who got banged up a little bit, and she's probably feeling pretty good, leading it by 25 with a minute to go in the half. Up court pass, batted away. Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Nicholson has it, comes out high post. Driving to the right side, Kyra. 6'3", she handles the ball pretty well. Brings it back out again. Top side with it, and over to the left side is going to be Reigns. Back to the right. Mishandled. Baseline shot. No. Rebounding it back down. Again, it's going to be Campbellsville. Shot clock and game clock about 10 seconds apart. We're at the 35-second point to play in the opening half. Top side with it is going to be Maddie Boyle. Campbellsville will work it over to the left side. She'll bounce it. Backing into the lane. Backing in. Turning. The hook shot is up. No good. And we're going to have a turnover and an offensive foul against Campbellsville. So the foul is going to be on Caitlin Wilkes. I've got her for a couple of fouls in the game now. And with the shot clock off, Benedictine will have a chance at the final points of the opening half. They're going to have a lot of soul searching at intermission. Driving to the top of the key, Kennedy Nicholson kicks it over to the right side. Skyler still looking for her first point of the game. Comes out on top range. She'll go from downtown off the back. No good. Rebound. Campbellsville has it. Reaching in. Allie Brzezowski will tie it up. Jump ball. Possession to Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to have it in with 8 seconds to go in the half. BC will put it in play. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson to do the inbound. Nicholson is going to look in. Ravens can't turn it over and give up a score here. That would be the worst thing to happen for them. Here's a drive over to the left side. Backing in. The ball is going to be knocked free. Rolling around on the court. And it's going to be picked up rolling around still. Ravens have it. The shot at the buzzer is off the mark, and we go to halftime. We'll be back. Going to summarize the opening half for you. From Bowling Green, Kentucky at intermission, it's the Campbellsville Lady Tigers 41, Benedictine 16.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
From furniture and automobile polishes in 1908 to an immense assortment of floor and hard surface cleaning tools today, Golden Star's passion for product quality and serving customers has never wavered. Their manufacturing facility has been in the Atchison area for over 60 years, and they are a proud supporter of local athletics. Golden Star, innovations today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Hey, back with you here on CARE Radio is the Benedictine Lady Ravens in the second round of the NAIA Women's National Tournament, trailing here at halftime. And halftime is being brought to you by Skyway Vapes. Skyway Vapes, your local stop for all things vaping. Just check out their large selection of e-juice. See them, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison. First things first, let's recap the opening half scoring. It's going to kind of tell the tale as for Campbellsville. Courtney Pritchett. I mean, I don't know how much you can ask of a player, but you can't ask any more of a player than Courtney has given you. 14 first half points, 6 of 6 shooting the basketball, 2 of 2, 3-point shooting. She has been perfect on the day. Sarah Sutton follows her with 9 points. Got Ashley McGeorge, a half dozen. Maddie Boyle with 3. And the two apiece were Bailey Pedigo, Lauren Lee, Faith Blake, and Caitlin Wilkes. Shyla Calvert has one. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 4 players scored in the opening half. It was Allie Brzezowski with 8. 4 of those are free throws. 4 points for Aaliyah Raines. Natalie Samarin with 2. Kyra Misiraka with 2. That is the end of the Benedictine scoring. Kennedy Nicholson, a good shooter, just 0 for 5. Skylar Washington, good shooter, she's 0 for 4. Twyla is 0 for, Jennifer Jacobs is 0 for, Riley Wade, Anna San Juan, Heather Runnebaum have all been in the game. None of them have even taken a shot yet. And for Benedictine, it's not a foul situation. I mean, Samarin has 2, Miss Hiraka has 2, and Nicholson with 1. Skylar doesn't even have any. So it's not a foul problem. It is just nothing is going in. And right now you can be certain that Coach Folsom, much like he had to do yesterday, is trying to find that combination in the locker room. Is going to be able to come back out and maybe propel them to the second half and another miracle comeback. It's going to take a great second half for the Lady Ravens, and we're looking forward to bringing you the second half of the game and seeing what shakes out. Again, halftime in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We'll be back to bring in the second half live, but right now with your intermission score, the Campbellsville Lady Tigers, 41, Benedictine, 16. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the world-renowned CARE Sports Studio and another world-renowned halftime.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction. In business since 1985, Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine Lady Ravens basketball. We'll be returning to the games in just a moment. I did want to mention over on KMZA this evening, Centralia Girls will be making a run for the first place basketball championship in Kansas. It'll be the Centralia Girls taking on Pretty Prairie. And that game, again, has got a 6:15 tip over on our sister station, KMZA. Over on KNZA right now, we've got Royal Valley playing for first place against Hessen. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Taking a look at high school basketball state games. In the final in the Valley Falls Linden game, it was Linden 66 to Valley Falls 50. Hanover girls beat Central Christian for the third place finish. In the Hanover boys game, it is currently tied 33-33 with 9:08 remaining in the third. In the Hessen Royal Valley game, the last available score that I have is Hessen 28, Royal Valley 15. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Lady Ravens trailing Campbellsville with a score of Campbellsville 41, Benedictine 16. I'll be back in just a moment with a better in-depth look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference in play. Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 15 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 29. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow, high of 62. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 39. Temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 50s. To recap, low of 29 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And from CARE Radio Studios, this is Joseph Kerr with you. It's 33 degrees and sunny in Atchison right now. We've got a current feels-like temperature out there of 24 with the wind out of the south at about 13 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 47%, the dew point 15 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 30.15 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction. In business since 1985, Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Welcome back to Benedictine Lady Raven Basketball here on CARE Radio this afternoon. Benedictine in Bowling Green, Kentucky, in the second round of the NAIA Women's National Basketball Tournament. And as they go to the locker room, getting set to come out of the locker room now at halftime, it is a steep hill for the Lady Ravens as they are trailing number one seed Campbellsville 41-16. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, our halftime news guy, our guy who's probably shoveling snow and maybe is like wearing something green watching the St. Patrick's Parade going by the CARE Radio studios this afternoon. He's the guy that covers it all. Joseph, thank you for everything. Tom Kautz with you here, and a look at the statistics makes it very, very clear how this deficit has come about for Benedictine. Is Campbellsville phenomenal? I mean, I don't know how else to say it. From the floor, Benedictine was 6 of 22. That's 27%. Not a very good shooting percentage. They're better than that. And even worse, 0 for 8 from the outside, three-point shooting. So haven't hit a 3 yet in the game. Campbellsville is a decent shooting team, but they have shot 16 of 25 from the floor. That is 64% from the floor. And then from the outside, 6 of 7, 85-plus percent. Three-point shooting in the first half for a Campbellsville team that does not depend on the three. They are a team that has traditionally, through the course of the season, looked to get into the lane, looked to go to the bigs in the middle, and instead today, as Benedictine has done everything they could to take that away from them, Campbellsville has made the adjustment, shooting from the outside and doing it with great success. They've forced Benedictine turnovers to the tune of 11 turnovers, and from those 11 turnovers, Campbellsville has cashed in 16 points, so they have scored on 8 of the 11 turnovers by Benedictine. Ravens have been out-rebounded 2-1. 12-6 is the Campbellsville rebound advantage, and 14 Campbellsville assists Benedictine has been credited with 4 assists in the first half. That all said, what it boils down to is it's going to be a long second half for BC if they don't find the offense and they don't come up with some big defensive stops. We talked in the onset of the ball game here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison that for Benedictine, there were a couple of landmarks coming up with Natalie Samarin after 11 rebounds in yesterday's game. She would need 1 to tie for 5th on the single season list, and with 885, she's 6 away from tying the school record of 891 that belongs to Lexi Viegas. Well, here's the deal. Natalie hasn't played. I mean, she started the game, played just a little bit. She has played very, very limited time. I don't have minutes in front of me, but it couldn't be over 5, probably much less than that. Natalie has that 1 rebound, but she's going to get a lot more PT if she is going to move up and take over that all-time rebounding mark. Allie Brzezowski needing 16 today to get to 1,000 in her career. Halfway through the game, halfway there, she's got 8. We go to the second half, and the ball comes in. The shot is up, and a quick 3 for Campbellsville. They go up now 44-16. Wow. Lexi Lake, her first points of the game, and we are 13 seconds into the second half. Campbellsville feeling good. And you know when things start going well, you know how it goes. I mean, everything starts going well. Here's a Raven up-court pass. It's going to be stolen away. The dish over to the right side to the driving lane is going to be up, but that one won't go in. I'm surprised. We're going to get a rebound pulled down. And Samarin back in the game. That rebound, her second today. Now he's going to get the ball up at the high post. Here's a feed to the right side. The ball's now just going to be ripped out of the hands of Brzezowski, and they're going to call a jump ball. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. 44-16. So Benedictine trailing now by 28. Coming back yesterday from 16, can they do it from this kind of a number? We're going to find out here. Ravens are going to be putting it in play again. Here's Skyler. Lobs it over to the left side, comes back out on top. Reigns will cut into the lane, pulls up, 14 in and out, no good. Rebound underneath, try shot, yes. Getting it up and in, 2 points for Benedictine and Natalie Samarin, her fourth points of the game. 44-18, Lady Ravens getting points now in the second half. We're rolling along here, a minute gone in the third quarter. Little hook pass to the left side, Lady Tigers are going to drive to the baseline, Kish one off the window, and it's going to be up and good. So the driving shot down to the baseline left by Bailey Pedigo. And they have the point guard just slashing to the rim and knocking that one down. 46-18 on the Raven upcourt play. We have a Campbellsville foul. Foul is going to be on Ashley McGeorge. So Ashley will pick up that one. And Benedictine, by the way, just something to be aware of. I'm not sure how much it will come into play. Lady Ravens taking timeouts already in the game, are down to 2 timeouts left for the second half. Here's a baseline shot for BC, and Skyler can't get it to fall, but gets her own rebound, drives across to the left side. It's going to be Aaliyah Reigns with it. She looks inside, drives inside, falls away, shot missed, followed up and in Brzezowski for 2. Allie Brzezowski in double figures going down. She's got 10. It is 46-20. And back the other way, Tigers, another 3, and it's up and in. This is absolutely unheard of. A 3-point shot from the outside. And looking at the numbers now, 8 of 9 from the outside, 88.9% 3-point shooting. That is something you can't beat. It doesn't matter how good you are, how many other things you can do, you cannot defeat that kind of shooting. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over down to the baseline, and here comes the Lady Tigers out of Campbellsville. They're going to put it in a play at their offensive end. Playing ball here today, it's Doodle Financial Arena, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Feed to the free throw line. Tigers will work around to the left, and we're going to get a blocking foul and an offensive foul by Ashley McGeorge. So McGeorge will pick up her second foul of the afternoon. And Benedictine is going to have a back in play. And again, they're going to be putting in a play against the full court pressure. This is all the Lady Ravens have seen. They didn't see it this much in the course of their regular season. I mean, some teams have pressed some, but in this national tournament, both yesterday and today, nothing but constant full court defensive pressure coming up the floor. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Skyler, there's something that may make you concerned about Skyler, and if she's okay, passed up a three. Here's a three-point shot up and will not go for Kennedy. Nicholson is going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. When you see a great shooter like Skyler Washington out of Gardner-Edgerton, shoots well, has had a great offensive career, pass up an open shot, you know, she's not quite right, and you got to worry about maybe that wrist or thumb that you see taped up out on the court. 7-11 to go in the third. Here's Samarin, drives left, reverses, cuts right, shoots out the window and missed it, and crashing in over the back, no foul called, but the ball is going to go out of bounds, and it will be off Allie Brzozowski. As the ball comes in, we're going to get a Benedictine substitution rotation. Brzozowski will come out of the game, and Benedictine is also going to take out Samarin. Miss Uraka comes in, and Karis Keel into the lineup for BC. Backing away with the basketball. You've got Campbellsville on offense. He'll skip it over to the right side. Courtney Pritchett, 14 points, and a Raven foul. And this one may be on Skyler. No, it's going to be on Aaliyah. Aaliyah Raines will pick up that foul for BC. So for Raines, it'll be first foul. For Benedictine, team foul two. Team fouls are even at two apiece with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Campbellsville will cut to the right side. Sweeping shot off the back of the rim, and it won't go in. And on the rebound, they're going to, again, have the Campbellsville player rip it away, but not before Aaliyah Raines had her tied up long enough to get the jump ball granted. It'll come back in again with 19 on the shot clock to Campbellsville. They'll bring it in. Shot up. No. Rebound underneath. Here comes Benedictine. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Twyla. She comes up with the board. Gets double-teamed. Trapped to the top. Goes left side. Skyler. It's a three. No. And rebound back down again to Pettigrew. She'll come down the left side. Has a five down the court in front of her, but he likes instead to bring it back out on top and let the offense reset as we're down to 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. 49-20, Campbellsville in front, leading it by some 29 points. It is their largest lead. Here's a three, short, and the long rebound is going to be allowed to carry him out of play and come back to Benedictine. Substitutions coming into the game for Campbellsville. We're going to get Bailey Pettigrew coming to the bench, and Maddie Boyle will check in. Also, Sarah Sutton is going to come into the game. Raven's putting it in play, and again, battle of full court pressure. Here's Nicholson. Kennedy's played some pretty good talent down in Sedgwick County, and she's out of Eisenhower High School. Drives down to the baseline. Raven shot by Kyra off the mark. No. Rebounding it down. Here comes Campbellsville. A little push at midcourt. And there's a foul on Twyla. Not for a minute they weren't going to call that. Several players had kind of come together at the logo, and she kind of got in behind him all. It gave him a little bit of a bump. And foul is going to be on Benedictine's Twyla Karaskia. Twyla in the game. One foul, no points yet this afternoon. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. 49-20. Campbellsville with their largest lead, and hoping to stretch it a little bit further with this possession. They're being patient now, maybe a little more than normal. Shyla Calvert is in the game, playing it at the one. Here's a three. This time it's going to be a little wide to the left side. Rebounded it long is Nicholson. Kennedy's able to bring it up the court on a quick transition. Missy Rocca at the top, left side. Here's Runabom in the game. Feeds underneath. Twyla turns and shoots badly off balance. Misses it. Gets her own rebound. Brings it back. Skyler alone gets the three. There it is. Skyler Washington knocked down her first three. She's now 1 of 7 shooting the basketball this afternoon. It is 49-23, and we're at 4:40 to go in the third. Back out on top with it. Here's Shyla Calvert. Calvert with a single point today, one of two at the free throw line. Dumps it over to the left. The driving shot, in and out, no good. Rebounding it down, Misty Rocca. Here comes Benedictin. Nicholson up the court. She'll go left side, Skyler. Ravens are going to send two to the scorer's table. Skyler works her way to the left side, has to hold it up, brings it out on top. Misty Rocca comes up to the high post, gets it out on top, Ronnebaum. Heather dribbles her way to the left side. She'll go in, challenge the trees, go up and get fouled. Heather Ronnebaum coming to the free throw line for Benedictin. Heather will step to the line, a 62% free throw shooter on the season. And before her shots, we're going to get a media break. Joseph, taking a timeout. We have, right now, 4:08 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens in Kentucky, trailing Campbellsville, 49-23.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Going to keep an eye on how things have gone around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon, as there are several other teams from the Heart of America Athletic Conference who are playing today. And we'll see if we can keep you up to speed with what's going on with them. Right now, Central Methodist leads Talladega with about 9 minutes going in the second quarter. They lead him by a bunch, 37-13. Grandview has lost this afternoon to Thomas More of Kentucky, 86-62, as Heather puts the free throw up and in. First point of the afternoon for Atchison native and MHMA alum Heather Runabaugh. Isaac sends it up. Whoosh, you'll get them both. Runabaugh with a pair, and it's 49-25. We are now at 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Is up with the basketball. Here comes Campbellsville. They'll dish it left. Feed to the outside of the lane on the left side. The crossover. The kick to the right. The baseline three. Got another one. Another three-point shot from way outside. And tell you what, it has been tough. That was a Sarah Sutton three-point shot. It is her fourth three today. And as the Ravens get the ball into the forecourt, they are going to be fouled. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. 52-25. Campbellsville in front. Ravens are going to have it in play from the far side. Coming off a foul by Ashley McGeorge. BC looking to bring it in. Skip pass is going to come out on top. That's going to be Twyla with the basketball. Back over to the right side to Heather. Run a bomb. Feeds underneath. Kyra gets tangled up. Kicks it back out on top. Heather able to save it. Turns to the right. Spins into the lane. And her pass inside is going to get away. It'll get out of bounds. And the Ravens are going to turn it over. Quickly coming back into the ballgame for Campbellsville is going to be the starting backcourt. Bailey Pedigo is going to come back in along with Lauren Lee. Taking out Boyle and Faith Lake. Back up court. Campbellsville into the forecourt down the right side. Lobs it up between the circles. They'll cut into the lane. Push it on top. Could you hit another three? That one won't go in. It's almost startling right now when Campbellsville shoots from the outside and the shot doesn't fall for them as they've hit practically everything they put up all day. On the left side, run a bomb for three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound is on the court. Misty Rocca kicks it over to Twyla, and it's going to be off Benedictin and out of bounds. And for Benedictin, 1, 2, 3, 4 substitutions coming over to the scorer's table. You're going to get Nicholson back in, Rains coming back in, Skyler Washington coming back in. And Natalie Samarin coming back in for BC. Here's Campbell's over the basketball, leading it 52-25. The block down to the baseline, and a foul by Benedict, and it's going to be on Aaliyah Raines. So Raines picking up the foul, and at 2:43 to go, it is going to be Raven team foul. Four, but a shooting violation. And coming to the free throw line is going to be Bailey Pedigo. First one is good. Bailey Pedigo is a 75% free throw shooter on the season. She gets a lot of shots, averages 6.5 points a game, and the left-hander will put up the second one and get them both, making it now 54-25, down to 2:40 left in the third quarter. Benedict into the fourth quarter, down the right side, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy, the Lady Raven point guard. No points yet in the game. Left side, here's Skylar launching and hitting three. Skylar Washington, from deep in the baseline left, has her second three here in the third quarter. 54-28, 2:19 remaining. Dish pass over to the left side, three-point shot, up and in again for Campbellsville. Three-point shot by Lexi Lake, her second three of the game. 57-28. The Ravens will shoot from the outside, and it's three there for Aaliyah Raines. So maybe Benedictine finding the range, but the problem is the clock is running. We've got 1:45 to go in the third quarter. It is 57-31. Back out topside with it. Lady Tigers, he's over to the left side. It's going to be Lauren Lee with it. Lauren, over it goes to Pedigo. The feed will come into the lane. Little head fake, maybe a travel. Nope, but the layup is going to be up and counted. So count the bucket on the layup underneath. And Courtney Pritchett gets two. She's at 16 points. 59-31. And we're 75 seconds to go in the third. Ravens with the basketball and come out on top. Here's Raines. She'll drive. Goes in. Goes up. Off the window. No. Rebound tipped out. It's on the floor. And we're going to get a Benedictine foul. Yep. It's going to be called on Skylar. Skylar Washington will pick up her first foul today. And we have 1:04 to go in the third quarter. Get a nice group. A lot of Lady Raven fans who have made the trip to Bowling Green, Kentucky. A lot to cheer about yesterday in the come-from-behind win, but haven't had a lot to cheer about this afternoon, is after a very close first quarter, Campbellsville's kind of placed their will on this team. The first free throw here is up and no good by Lexi Lake. She's a 75% free throw shooter on the season. Second one is up. It'll roll around, and it is good. That is her seventh point today, making it 60-31. And we're at 1 minute to go in the third. Here's Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy comes out on top, playing at the high point now. It's going to be Brzezowski. The baseline three is up. No, and we get a foul, and it'll be Skylar at the free throw line for three free throws, having been fouled by Sarah Sutton. Sarah Sutton. That's going to be a couple of fouls on her to go with a dozen points today. Right now you've got three Campbellsville players in double-figure scoring, and the first of three is up and in for Skylar. She's having a nice third quarter. That is her seventh point of the quarter. This one rolls, and it goes in. First two good for Skylar. Third one up. And it will not go in. And the rebound coming out of Campbellsville. It is 60-33. 47 seconds to go in the third. Outlet right side, uncontested layup is going to be up and good. Bailey Pedigo with two more. So Pedigo having a nice third quarter of her own. She's got a half a dozen in the quarter and eight in the game. 62-33. And right now, Campbellsville just doing a nice job of holding Benedictine at bay, leading around 30. Here's a shot for three. Nicholson, no good. Rebound underneath for Benedictine, and Miss Uraka gets fouled as we've got kind of a mass of bodies on the floor off the right side of the lane. And coming up very slowly off the bottom of that is going to be Skylar Washington, and she is feeling the ill effects of having two, maybe even three players on top of her just kind of pummeling her over there. So Skyler's going to get a couple of free throws, and Riley Wade has come to the scorer's table, probably to take her out if she hits them both, and the first one is good. Skyler now has 9 points in the quarter. And 10. And Skyler will come out of the game, and it will be Riley Wade checking in for Benedictine. Benedictine and Campbellsville have met before in the NAIA postseason. Back in 2016, Lady Ravens earned a win in a much lower scoring game than this, 45-36, on their way to a Fab Four season. You remember that one in 16. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, winding down the third quarter. The running shot is off the mark, and we go to the fourth quarter in Kentucky. We'll be back to bring it to you here on K-Radio. But right now, the score, Campbellsville 62, Benedictine 35.
From furniture and automobile polishes in 1908 to an immense assortment of floor and hard surface cleaning tools today, Golden Star's passion for product quality and serving customers has never wavered. Their manufacturing facility has been in the Atchison area for over 60 years, and they are a proud supporter of local athletics. Golden Star. Innovations today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Well, Benedictine had its best offensive quarter of the game there in the third quarter with 19 points. They scored 8 in the opening quarter, 8 in the second quarter, but 19 in that quarter. But still, in every quarter, have been outscored by Campbellsville. Campbellsville scoring 15, 26, and then 21 in the third, stretching their lead now to 62-35. A recap of the scoring at this point. With 10 points in that quarter, Skyler Washington ties Allie Brzezowski for team leading honors with 10 apiece. 7 in the game so far for Aaliyah Range. You've got Natalie Samarin at 4 points now. Heather Runnebaum with a pair. Also with 2 is Kyra Missy Rock, and that wraps up the Benedictine scoring. For Campbellsville, 3 players in double digits. Courtney Pritchett paced it away with 16. Sarah Sutton, she's got a dozen in the game and 10 so far for Lexi Lake. Here we go to the fourth quarter. Lady Ravens putting it in play, and we're back underway. Benedictine with the basketball. In the game for the Lady Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson. They've got, let me look over here, Kennedy in the middle is going to be Natalie, who takes the ball, turns, shoots, can't get it. Campbellsville's going to rebound it down. You've also got Allie Brzezowski out there for BC. I see Aaliyah Raines on the floor, and looks like maybe Riley Wade rounding out the 5 on the court right now for Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the game. Campbellsville all the way to the baseline right now. They're going to wind this thing down, take some time. Here's a shot underneath that's going to be rejected out of bounds, and it'll be put in at their offensive baseline by Campbellsville with only 3 seconds on the shot clock. It'll come in play, and putting it in is going to be Bailey Pedigo. We came into the game expecting Pedigo to do what she's done, not score a lot, but facilitate very well, and she's done absolutely that. Here's a chop on the outside, no good, and Benedictine's going to rebound it down. For Campbellsville, they've cooled it down a little bit. 10 of 14 three-point shooting, 71%. They're hitting 54% on all their shots, 23 of 43. Benedictine, 11 of 39. 28, actually, 0.2% from the floor, and 3 of 16, 18% from three-point range for Benedictine. What's kept the Lady Ravens a little bit closer is that they're 10 of 11 at the free throw line today. Here comes Campbellsville up court with a basketball. They'll take their time again. Lob it over to the left edge. 8:40 to go in the game. And again, the shot clock down to single digits. Pedigo will go to the left side. Now they'll feed underneath and reaching around, trying to come up with a steal, a foul. is going to be called against Natalie. So Samarin will pick up the personal foul, and Natalie sees the end of her career drawing much closer as her team trails by 27 with 8.5 to go. Starting to the left side, holding it up on the edge, no room there. Back out to the free throw line. Campbellsville on top, shot clock at a dozen. Again to the right side is going to be Bailey Pettigo. Skips it over to the left edge, driving into the lane, pulling up. It's a 16-footer. It's going to be off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to be saved down to the baseline, and the Ravens surround, and then we're going to get a timeout taken on the near side. Well done by Coach Colvin, as down in the corner, the Ravens had wrapped up and pinned Shyla Calvert in the corner. Joseph taking a break. We're at 8:14 to go in the game. Campbellsville 62, Benedictine 35.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Well, Joseph, our engineer and producer back in the studio, I appreciate always when we come back with the transition music that brings a little cowbell to the game, but I don't even know if a little cowbell is going to be enough here this afternoon. Is for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, the hill is steep. They trail 62-35 with about 8:15 to play in the game. Benedictine, Skylar Washington, Allie Brzezowski with 10 apiece. 7 for Reigns, Samarin 4, Runabaugh, Missy Rock each with 2. Ravens have turned the ball over 15 times today. They have come from behind to take a rebounding lead, 19-18 over Campbellsville. And it'll be Campbellsville basketball to begin as we come back out of that timeout. Out on top of it is going to be Pettigrew. Bailey Pettigrew to the free throw line, now backing in, little elbow pushing her way in, and a hook shot is going to be up and good. The bucket up and in underneath. Here comes Benedictine. 64-35. Those are the first points of the quarter. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over, and a driving shot misses. Rebound tipped back out on top. Campbellsville is going to recover it. So the Ravens with the turnover, and here comes the outside shot. It misses, and a rebound, Benedictine. Skyler taking it down the right side. 7.5 to go in the ball game. Feed over to the edge, back out on top, and it's going to come BC. Ravens will look into the middle. Riley Wade's been in there for a really long time. She's over here on the near side. Wants the ball. The pass in the middle is going to be turned over by Twyla. Up court with it will come Campbellsville. They're going to slow it down. Out on top, that's Faith Lake and Lexi Lake. The two Campbellsville sisters in the game out of Harrodsburg, Kentucky. They went to Mercer County High School. You know where that's at. We're going to get a timeout. Campbellsville taking a break. So shall we. And we're down to 7:01 to play in the game. It's all Lady Tigers. They lead Benedictine 66-35.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Campbellsville is going to be the first team to come off the near side, and they're going to bring a handful of new players in. In fact, I'm not sure we even have a starter still out there. Yeah, we do. We have one starter still on the floor. They're going to be Lauren Lane, Faith Blake, Lexi Lake, Sarah Sutton, Caitlin Wilkes, on the floor for Campbellsville for Benedictine. You got Anna San Juan into the game. She's out there with Allie Brzozowski. Here's a feed underneath to Allie. Backs into the lane. And as Allie brings the ball down, the point guard breaks down from the top, ties it up. Jump ball will come back to Benedictine. 6:49 to go in the game. Again, it'll be San Juan putting it in play. She'll look into the middle, brings it in, gets it back, puts the shot up and misses it. And I'll tell you what, Campbellsville, you look at those players, you watch them play, this may be the most physically strong team. I mean, if you were to go into the weight room, I suspect this team is absolutely phenomenal. 6:45 to go. Ravens have Heather Runnabomb back into the game. I got Skyler out there and Allie Brzozowski. Topside with it is going to be Campbellsville. Shot clock at 13. They look into the middle. That's going to be Lexi Lake. That ball is going to be knocked away and picked up. Skyler coming up with the ball. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Defenders behind her reaching in, trying to knock it away, and a running shot misses. And a rebound, Tigers. They'll come back the other way. Into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Lauren Lee. She'll drive. Go the length of the court. Put it up and in. The bucket is good. And it's now 68-35. And we've got 6 minutes to go. Benedictine will go cross court to the left side. Here's Runnabomb. Three. Hits the side of the rim and it won't quite roll it in. Rebound is Samarin. Comes out on top. Skyler. Little head fake. Can't get the shot away. Goes to the right side. San Juan for two. And she'll score. First point of the game for Anna San Juan. 68-37. And we're now 5.5 to go. I talk about it frequently. This is the point in time in a game when every time you look at the clock, it seems like another half minute is gone. And before you know it, we've come to the end of this. And it is moving quickly now. 5:15 left. Ravens had the ball, had the Runnabomb over to the left side, back door, give and go, shot up, good. Brzozowski the assist, Samarin for two. 6 points for Natalie. And it is 68-39. And we're inside 5 minutes to play. Campbellsville working around to the left side, holding up on top. Very patiently, kick it way out high, very near the center circle, and backing away again. San Juan providing the player defense for Benedictine up there. The ball handler drives beyond her, kicks it back to the edge where the three-point shot is going to be up and good. So three from the right side, and it is now 70. They're going to call it a two, 70-39. 4.5 left. That, by the way, was Lexi Lake hitting that shot just a moment ago. She's got a dozen. Lady Ravens back on offense, 4:15 to play. Season winding down, driving shot is going to be up and missing. San Juan can't get it to fall, and back the other way with it will come Campbellsville. Campbellsville on the cusp of their 31st win of the season. Benedictine staying in the player defense, they'll back it away. Little crisscross dribble, the cut to the right side, and Ravens are going to slap it away and knock it out of bounds. I think we're going to see Pedigo come back into the game. No, wait a minute. It's going to be Maddie Boyle. Maddie Boyle is going to come back in. And she'll do the inbound, and a wide open layup off the inbound play is no good. And another Natalie Samarin rebound. So Natalie, who didn't play a lot earlier in the game, has come back, and she's now got 8 rebounds today. Over to the left side, Benedictine, the long cross-court pass is going to be leaped in front of and stolen away. Here comes Campbellsville. Now remember, for Natalie, she needed 11 to become the all-time leading rebounder. She's now got 8. For Allie Brzozowski to get 1,000 points, she needs 16, and right now she's got 10. Shot up, missing. It's still 70-39 as Benedictine's going to take it the other way. These are good things for Raven fans to be paying attention to here in the last 3 minutes of this game. The shot from the right side, in and out, Fernandes won't go. Rebound tipped around. Reinebaum goes to the floor after the ball. Four players are on the ground, but it's going to be picked up. Campbellsville up the court. Up the floor and down the right side with it, it's going to be Lexi Lake. And right now, you're going to see head coach Ginger Colvin empty the bench with 2.5 to go. Her team leading it 70-39. Here's a shot from the outside, and the three won't go in, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Campbellsville with the big lead, and the ball is going to be slapped out of bounds on the Benedictine upcourt launch. We're going to see some players come in, and let's see if we can pick up a couple of them. You're going to get Madison Drummonds into the game, a 5'11 sophomore from Hebron, Kentucky. Ravens seniors coming off the floor, getting handshakes and hugs from their coaching staff and teammates. BC with it out on top. You got Kennedy Nicholson still in there. Over to the right side, Ravens. Back off on top. The kick over to the left side. Driving the baseline. Pass out on top is through the wicket. Saved out on top. Looking for some help. Ravens with control of the ball. 4 seconds. A desperation shot is way off the mark. And it's going to go out of bounds to Campbellsville. In the game now for Benedictine. How about this group? Jennifer Jenkins, Riley Wade, Maddie Melton, Raina Jasper, and Kennedy Nicholson. Bunch of freshmen and a transfer sophomore. Minute 50 to go in the game. BC will have it up topside. They'll work around to the right. Elizabeth Bertram out there for Campbellsville, a 5'6 sophomore from Glasgow, Kentucky. And the Ravens are going to go to the other end of the court. The shot is going to be up and good. So BC with the bucket. And the Lady Ravens down trail at 70-41. A minute 20 to go. The feed to the block, the shot rolls around, and it goes in by Ashante Gore. So for Ashante, it is her first point of the day. She's a 5'11 sophomore. 72-41. 1 minute left. Ravens will skip it over to the left side. Jennifer Jacobs out of Cape and Mount Carmel. Feeds into the middle, and the ball is going to be taken away from Melton. We get a tie-up and a foul call. Foul is going to be on Madison Drummonds. BC will have it in at their offensive end. 54 seconds to go in the game. Ravens looking. Bring it out on top. Square it up. Here's a three. There it is. How about that? Three-point shot by Raina Jasper. And it is 72-44. Back up the floor with it. Campbellsville. They've got a great crowd here today, and they've given them a lot to cheer about. Fantastic, just unbelievable shooting. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. The bucket by Drummonds. And the Ravens are going to come up the court. Final shot of the season. Driving into the lane, dropping her shoulder, not a lot of room. The lob comes out on top. Nicholson feeds in the middle. It's going to be batted away. Shot clock's off at 15. Here comes Campbellsville. 74-44. They're going to roll it down, and that's going to do it. Your final score this afternoon from Bowling Green, Kentucky, Campbellsville, 74. Benedictine, 44, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back. Benedictine Lady Raven basketball here on K-Radio this afternoon as BC will conclude their season against an outstanding and number one seeded Campbellsville Lady Tigers this afternoon. 74-44, recapping the scoring for you. First of all, for Campbellsville, 16 today for Courtney Pritchett. Lexi Lake had a dozen. Sarah Sutton had a dozen. Eight apiece for Ashley McGeorge and Bailey Pettigrew. Five today for Maddie Boyle. It was four today. Caitlin Wilkes, Lauren Lee, Faith Lake, Maddie Drummonds, Ashante Gore, each with two, and Shadow Calvert one. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, it was a double-digit day, as it's been so many times, for Skylar Washington and Allie Brzezowski, each with 10. Seven this afternoon for Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarik with a half a dozen. Brayna Jasper hitting a three late in the game. Heather Runnebaum had two, as did Anna San Juan, Riley Wade, and Kyra Misuraka. Natalie Samarin, eight rebounds today in her career, three short of the all-time mark set by Lexi Viegas, and Allie Brzezowski with 10 points today will end her career with 994 career points. Let's see other things that we were going to touch on with the ball game this afternoon. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, we probably need to absolutely mention a senior class that has been just fantastic for head coach Chad Folsom and his staff, the seniors on this team. Heather Runnebaum, the 5'7" player from Mar Hillout Academy in Atchison. Anna San Juan, 5'7" senior from Reus, Spain. From Maple Plain, Minnesota, 6'2", Natalie Samarin, the one returner to take advantage of her COVID bonus year this year. Natalie, from Minnesota, 6'2". Senior, Skylar Washington, out of Gardner-Edgerton High School. And rounding out the seniors today, 6'1", Allie Brzezowski, out of Hera, Oklahoma. For Benedictine, the season will conclude at 22-11. And I don't care who you are, it's a fantastic season, and many congratulations to Coach Folsom, his staff, and his team. Campbellsville will move on. They are now 31-4. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. We want to thank our great sponsors who made it all possible. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, our producer, engineer, he's done it all day, all season, football season. Joseph, well done today. Thank you so much, as always. Till next time, Tom Cowd saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedict and Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.